This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Kennedy's good vibe tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say hey to Jimmy Lifton joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. Thank you for asking.
Wonderful. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you today.
So, Jimmy, well, what is that noise in the background? It's kind of distracting, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in Germany right now, walking on the street trying to get to an area that is quiet.
Well, guten Abend.
Couldn't talk.
I wish I knew the language.
Well, actually, Carson said it right. It's day there. It's not night yet. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right. Well, this is our first ever international Good Vibe Tribe call.
Let's go.
I love this.
So, I want to talk to you about this event that you have coming up. So, I am in a group chat of basketball players, and there's probably 10 or 15 guys in there, and we're always texting about what gym we're going to play at, what time we're playing, who's in, who's out.
And who's in Germany.
And one of the guys, Paulo, texted the other day and said, I know this isn't about hoops, but we're doing this fundraising event to help support great artists with autism. And so I sent him a side text and said, will you send me the information? We'd love to have you on our radio show. So you guys are doing an event coming up on Halloween. Tell us about the event first. Where is it going to be and what's it about?
Well, first of all, we're so happy to be in Boston area doing this event. So it's Halloween. It's a fundraiser, a Dia de los Muertos type of costume and dance event. The nice thing about it is besides having some wonderful talent there, et cetera, samba dancers and band, live music, it's in benefit of artists with autism. And actually for the Boston area and the Cambridge area, and we're also based in Los Angeles as well, so we're doing kind of a tie-in with both for the artists and bringing awareness and doing silent auction of some of the beautiful artwork. And in fact, because it's so international as well, we have some wonderful artists with autism from Mexico that have brought in their work. So it's really an exciting type of event that we're looking forward to.
So this is a fundraiser for Worldwide Starship Supporting Autism. And that mission is to help folks living with autism to reach their full potential. And a lot of this has to do with helping them find things that they can't get through the government. I was reading something here on your website that says 80% of people who live with autism are unemployed because getting a job is so hard. And that
it's
you help
crazy.
Them do this.
Yeah, it's crazy the percentage, and it's actually reached 85% unemployed. It's actually nutty, the kind of potential that these individuals have and the opportunities that they're presented with are just not anything that they can help bring to their potential. So that's really where we're at in our whole mission of the foundation itself. And hopefully this event can help bring that awareness.
Can you talk about how the foundation supports these people with autism?
Absolutely. So we have different types of training programs and job placements and actually job assistance and coaching. We have a program that trains in visual arts and animation. We're expanding into different programs for cybersecurity and different other things that our population, this population, can really excel at, but they're never really given that shot. And we have such a good background. We've recently started in the animation entertainment, and my background is very much in that end. It's background of produced 22 movies and a couple Emmys and 5 Golden Reels, et cetera, and a lot in the animation world. So it was a natural progression to tap into that market. But this population really thrives in areas where they can put their talents and don't have to rely on social necessarily interaction for landing a job, but just can devote their skills and let their creativity thrive and grow. So that's what we focus on, and hopefully we can bring some awareness in that respect.
That is awesome.
That is so cool. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, such a great, this is going to be the first annual fundraiser, Dia de los Muertos. How did I do, Kennedy?
Very good.
I never took Spanish. I took French. So it's going to be happening Thursday, October 31st at the Dante Alighieri Cultural Center. If you want to text us here in the studio, and we will send you a link to buying tickets for the event. There's going to be a big party. There's going to be dancing. There's going to be, all the good stuff. Photo booths. Everybody's going to be dressed up for Halloween. Can you give us a website? Is it worldwidestarship.org? Is that the website they should go to if they want to find out more?
That is correct. Yeah, worldwidestarship.org. And we hope everyone can join us at the event. It's going to be fun, and it's going to be just a crazy night, and also it'll be just wonderful support for a fantastic population.
Well, thank you so much for sharing with us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you guys for having me on.
Hey, we forgot to tell him, Kennedy. Huh. Jimmy is now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe. We can't miss that part, especially now in Germany.
Yes.
How do you say congratulations in German?
Congratulerei.
Oh, look at you. Like that. Look at you, Jimmy.
No, I'm guessing. Glückwunsch.
Messing French with German.
Schilling Gluck. Something like this. Nice. Yeah, Gluck.
Well, Jimmy, thanks again for coming on the show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Glückwunsch.
Bye-bye.
W is a V in German.
Sounds like there's something stuck in my throat.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Christina from Framingham.
Hello, Christina.
Hello, Kennedy. How are you?
I'm good.
Apparently, Christina's boyfriend is a huge Benson Boone guy.
Well, we love to hear it.
Yes, he's going to man cry if I win.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
All right.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
She was just buffering there for a second.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Christina, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Halloween tops Entertainment Weekly's list of the best slasher movies of all time. It's followed by Psycho, A Nightmare on Elm Street, and Friday the 13th. Who is the villain in the Halloween movies?
Michael Myers.
Michael Keaton returned to host SNL over the weekend. Michael Keaton is one of the highest grossing movies of the year. He's in it. Name the movie.
Can you repeat it?
Michael Keaton has one of the highest grossing movies of the year. Name it.
Oh, geez. I have no idea.
All right. Question number 3. Doja Cat turns 29 today. Take a listen to this Doja Cat song.
I don't like it as much when you say it compared to her.
Name the song.
I have no idea. I'm so bad.
Question number 4. Former NFL quarterback Jay Cutler was arrested in Franklin, Tennessee for driving under the influence and gun possession on Thursday. Jay was married to this Laguna Beach cast member for nearly a decade, and they have 3 kids. What is her name?
Oh, my gosh. I'm the worst player. I have no idea.
No, that's okay. It's okay. These are tough. Question number 5. Today is National Back to the Future Day. How fast did Marty McFly have to get the DeLorean going in order to time travel in those movies?
I'm just going to guess on this one and say 1,500.
Let's get Kennedy back in this studio.
That is the fast DeLorean.
That car is quick.
I don't know if they're built quite that well.
Oh. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hello.
You doing all right over there?
Why wouldn't I be?
I don't know. I just heard a loud thumping sound.
Oh, my gosh. I just set something down on the table. I'm sorry.
That's why I asked if you were all right.
Gracious me.
I didn't see it. All I
so
did was hear
dramatic.
It. It was loud in my ears, Kennedy.
I'm sure.
Christina got 1 out of 5.
Ooh.
Sooch.
Speaking of loud in your ears.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Sure.
Halloween tops Entertainment Weekly's list of the best slasher movies of all time. It's followed by Psycho, A Nightmare on Elm Street, and Friday the 13th. Who's the villain in the Halloween movies?
Michael Myers.
Tie to one. Michael Keaton returned to host SNL over the weekend. He has one of the highest grossing movies of the year. Name it.
Beetlejuice.
2-1. Doja Cat turns 29 today. Name this Doja song. Kennedy, take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
Kiss Me More.
Look at you.
3-1. Question number 4. Former NFL quarterback Jay Cutler was arrested in Franklin, Tennessee for driving under the influence and gun possession on Thursday. Jay was married to this Laguna Beach cast member for nearly a decade. They share 3 kids. Who is she?
Kristen Cavallari.
That also happened to Rajon Rondo over the weekend. He was driving his Tesla 100 miles an hour with his kid in the car.
Can you get arrested for gun possession in Tennessee? I thought everyone had a gun in Tennessee. Did he not register it?
4-1. Question number 5. Today is National Back to the Future Day. How fast did Marty McFly have to get the DeLorean going in order to time travel?
88
is correct. Not 1,015.
1.21 gigawatts.
1.21 gigawatts. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
5-1 is the final score. Christine, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but you are not leaving empty-handed. You and your boyfriend. What's your boyfriend's name, by the way?
Jeremy.
Jeremy. You and Jeremy are going to the big party happening tomorrow night at City Hall Plaza as the Celtics will celebrate hanging banner number 18. Charles Barkley's going to be there. Shaq's going to be there. They're doing the whole live broadcast.
It's a big day.
And you're going to be there for the VIP performance of Benson Boone at City Hall Plaza, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Tell Jeremy it's okay to man cry.
Right. I will.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Christina from Framingham, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 1041.
617-931-1234. You can call or text. We want to know what you got into over this weekend. Again, 617-931-1234. How about you, Kennedy?
Well, it was a busy weekend, so I left out of here on Friday. And then I went to the Hyatt Regency and then just went to the top floor and rappelled all the way down for
That's
the Special
all.
Olympics.
Just go Spider Woman.
As Spider Woman.
Congratulations.
It was awesome. It was a really good event. I was the first one to go over. Still taking your donations if you'd like to give me some.
I saw you're up to almost $2,000
now. Yeppers. So that was just an awesome day. It's just such a cool event. And just to be around those people is so wonderful. Then I went.
I wore my Spider-Man shirt in honor of you today. Look, Kennedy. There's Kennedy going over the edge, Dan.
What does it feel like while you're rappelling down 22 stories? It's a lot of stories.
It's a lot of things that go through your head, certainly. But, you know, I just try to stay present in the moment. Try to turn around, look at the view of the city, see the Capitol Dome, you know, stuff
That's
like
so
that.
So cool. You're like Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible.
I wouldn't go that far, but
I would.
And a big shout out to the Boston Fire Department for volunteering their time as they do every year. It was really nice of them. So, and then I went back home. I got Mr. X in the car, which took a moment. And then, like, he's the girl and I'm the boy when it comes to, like, getting ready to go. I'm, like, sitting there going, so are you packed? But he had packed up all the stuff already. It was just a matter of getting him out the door. So then we headed down to the Cape. Carson let us stay at his place, which was so, so lovely. And I know I said that we were going to do nothing, and that is not what happened.
Oh.
We went to the Edward Gorey House, which was so awesome. We went to Marconi Beach so that I could make my peace with the
you
man.
You drove all the way down there?
Oh, we drove everywhere.
Wow.
So you drove to our Marconi Beach to make your peace with not winning the Marconi?
Yep. Made my peace. Made my peace with the man.
What'd you say when you got there?
But I just said, it's all right.
Next year, maybe. Perspective. I try to do a lot of that. And then, so we did all of that, and then we went home and we cooked up a lovely dinner and sat outside by the fire pit, and then the next day, Sunday, we went to Provincetown for the day.
Oh, let's go.
And then came back. And then packed, he took a little nap, I packed up the house, and then we got back here just in time for him to watch baseball.
Kennedy watched a lot of baseball.
I didn't watch any. He watched.
Yeah, I learned earlier today that Mr. X is a Yankees fan.
Well, I
have conflicted feelings.
Yeah, well, typical spy stuff, right? Wearing a Yankees hat.
You can't dislike a person for where they're born. Come on.
No, but you can dislike them for their team, Kennedy.
No, you can't. No.
Our good friend Corey from Medford. How was your weekend, Corey?
Good morning. Good morning from the Windy City, guys.
Hey.
You're in Chicago this morning, listening.
Well, we're next door to Chicago. We're in Skokie.
Oh my God.
But it's kind of like saying, yeah, we're all from Boston.
Not really, but okay.
I love that you call us from random hotel
from
bathrooms.
Skokie.
Where in the world is Corey from Medford? Why are you in Chicago?
Well, we came here for the International Mr. Rubber Competition. A whole bunch of guys.
Hold on. Stop.
Here. Just keep going.
Did you say the International Mr. Rubber Convention?
So, Kennedy, how was your weekend, dear?
Is that something?
There's just certain things you need to blow past, Carson, and this is one of them, so just let it go.
Is that something I can Google on the work computer?
Yes, you can. I'm sure Kennedy already has it up on there.
Yeah, I mean, it's just what you're wearing. That's all. It's fine. It's fine.
Exactly. It's all fashion.
It's fine.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Sounds sweaty.
It does feel like he doesn't breathe well.
You could say that he doesn't breathe well.
Uh-huh. Was everyone just squeaking around the halls?
All right. Thank you, Corey. Have a great week.
Don't you silence Corey.
I'm not silencing Corey. I'm silencing myself because if we keep him on the phone, I'm going to ask some questions.
It looks here like the guy that won was in a Giants baseball uniform. So.
Let me see. Oh, that's cool.
That's good stuff. So on Friday night, Kennedy, I can't even keep track of everything that we did. But Friday night, I loaded up Barrett and his two friends, and we walked over to the Boston Wicked Haunted Fest that's happening in Charlestown over there at Hood Park. And, you know, this is the first time anybody's done anything like this in the city. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy, the rumors that I've heard is this persons has spent $1 million, $2 million to build this facility. Uh-huh. And it's unbelievable what they have built right in the city. It's kind of crazy. I would say this, if you're going to go, no.
This is the one in Charlestown, not in the Seaport, or is this one in the Seaport?
No, this is in Charlestown. Mm-hmm. It's right off of 93. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
My girlfriend went to it, too, over the weekend. She said it was good.
Yeah, the haunts are really good.
Props that they used were.
Yeah, I would definitely say it's geared towards, if you have younger kids, they're going to love it. I mean, you know, a 12-ounce beer was $12.
That's just Boston, dude. I don't know what you're complaining about. You are in the city limits, you get what you get, and you don't get upset.
I guess.
I saw you taking pot shots at me on the Instagram while you were there.
I did. I ran into you.
That.
I took a picture of me and producer Dan at the Wicked Haunted Fest.
I'm catching shrapnel on my off days.
And then Saturday, Barrett and I got up early, last minute plans, and we went and played 18 holes of golf at William J. Devine, which is over by Franklin Park Zoo. And because we were a twosome, you know, they just will pair you up with some other people that you don't know.
Sure.
And it was pretty cool because one of the guys that we were playing with was in town from Canada. He was visiting his daughter. His daughter is a volleyball player for Boston College. She is a senior. It's her final season. They had a couple of big games this weekend. And apparently this girl, 6'2" is what he said. That's how tall she is. She's so accomplished that she played for like the Canadian national team. He's traveled the world watching her play volleyball.
Oh my gosh, how awesome.
And so he came in to watch her play this weekend, which I thought was pretty cool. And then on Sunday, Kennedy, I did something I had not done in a very long time. Mm-hmm. And that was play at church, kind of lead guitar.
Oh.
And it was a little nerve-wracking. You know, I play at church, but I'm usually like second guitar, you know, or third guitar or fourth guitar, but somebody was sick, somebody was out, and so Nick played piano, and then I played acoustic. And
you can do hard things, Carson.
And I fell apart during one of the songs. Like,
oh no!
Started shaking, getting like I looked up, I saw the people in church. I started getting in my head. My fingers forgot what I was
doing. Well, it's a good thing you're in church because nobody's going to say bad words in church because they're in church and Jesus wouldn't like it.
I don't know. I'm like my pits are sweating right now, even thinking about it.
So Carson and the Holy Rollers aren't ready for their world tour yet.
No, it's slow going, Dan. It's slow going. I mean, it was fine the first song, and then you know you just kind of get caught up in the moment. The next thing you know, you're like, oh my God, my fingers just stopped working. I hit some notes that didn't exist. People just put their head down and said, "You can do it, Carson. You can do it."
But you kept going.
I did keep going.
The show must go on, and you did it.
I did do it, Kennedy.
Proud of you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. All right, 617-931-1234. 617-931-1234. We're going to find out what producer Dan got into over the weekend, and we want to know about you as well. Again, 617-931-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 1041.
Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. I went to a house party on Saturday night, Dan.
Oh, yeah?
And I had to break up a fight.
You broke up a fight at a house party?
I did.
Did you flash back to like 1987 real quick?
It was awesome. So our neighbors had this like house/block party. They brought in a one-man band. This guy named John Connolly plays guitars, plays drums, plays all of it just by himself, and plays a lot of like... He played like Rancid Kennedy and he played Green Day. He played like really cool alternative music from like the 80s and 90s and 2000s.
No one called the cops?
Nobody called the cops. But so I was looking for Barrett because it was getting late, and I open up the door to the basement, and there they are on top of each other, pounding each other, these 2 8-year-olds, Dan.
Oh,
I don't know what they were arguing about. I'm like, what is going on here?
Did you let the fight finish?
No, I did not. I broke it. Like, Barrett and his friend broke it up. And I was like, what is going on? And, you know, they're 8-year-olds. I don't even know who did what to who. And I'm just like, well, knock it off. Go to separate sides of the basement. They're like, fine, whatever.
That's what happens when you play Rancid. You get people.
I'm just going to say.
Well, it really is. Yeah.
There was a keg
they
of,
don't
like,
fight if Abba's
light
playing.
Beer and red solo cups.
I mean, what did you expect them to do?
It was a party, Kennedy. It was a lot of fun. Let's see. Christina is from Holden and went to a big birthday celebration this weekend. Is that right?
That's right.
What birthday was it?
Well, my 50th birthday is coming up. And my sister and my best friends took me on a surprise weekend to Westerly, Rhode Island. I had no idea where I was going. And when we showed up at the house they rented, it's an entire Taylor Swift theme house on the inside. And what? Every room is set up like one of the rooms in the Lover house. And it was so cool. And they just had everything Taylor Swift theme. And we walked down to the beach and stood in front of her mansion. And it was just a really fun time.
Oh, I love this for you.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you're a Swiftie.
I hope so.
I'm a big Swiftie. We're all big Swifties.
No, she hates Taylor Swift,
otherwise,
Dan.
Big miss.
It was a prank.
It's a hard-hitting question, Dan.
Yeah, it's a prank joke for her 50.
Yeah, no.
I'm just celebrating you for not getting arrested for getting in front of her house, though. Good job.
No, it's a public way. It's a public way
I know,
in front of the beach,
but for a while there, yeah. She was not letting it happen. But yes, I know.
Well, there was nobody there. It was very quiet this weekend, but beautiful
I'm so
weather.
Happy
so.
For you.
Oh, what a cool gift.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, enjoy that. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, so nice.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye, Christina. Sarah is from Holden, and she coaches the Hudson Hawks. What are the Hudson Hawks?
So I'm from Hudson, and we're a cheerleading division. So we're a youth sports division, and we had a great, great weekend. We had 3 teams, over 60 girls, compete this weekend in our favorite city, Lowell.
Lowell.
There you go.
Lowell.
And we were able to place 2 teams. The other team is just an expedition, or like an expo team.
Right.
So they're Yeah, they're 4, 5, and 6. They're the cuties that go on the mat, and you go, aw. And our other two teams were able to... Our other two teams were able to play, so we're going to move back to competing in 2 weeks in the great city of Lowell again.
Lowell.
All right, well, congratulations to the Hudson Hawks cheer teams, Kennedy.
I love it.
They dominated
Go
this
get
weekend.
Them.
They got spirit. Yes, they do.
We got spirit. How about you?
Woo-hoo! Lowell.
Oh, Dan. Michelle, I'm starting to, I feel like I'm starting to influence some of your humor. Michelle's from
Starting Whit- to?
Michelle from Whitman.
As long as my check clears.
Big wedding this weekend. Who got married?
Oh, it was fantastic. My son married his childhood sweetheart.
Oh.
It was beautiful.
All right. What are their names?
Lucas and Angelina.
Okay. Where did it happen?
And they... It was at Four Winds Farm in Peterborough, New Hampshire. Just beautiful. The weather was fantastic. The colors were amazing. And all the guests were safe, even though they had a lot to drink.
All right, yeah. Who's that one aunt or uncle that got out of control? Call them out.
Actually, probably the father of the groom, my husband, Ed.
Oh, Big Ed.
Ed.
Ed,
always bringing the party. Is he a dancer, too?
Oh, he thinks he is, but yeah, it was great.
Everyone's a dancer after 7 drinks.
Right.
Oh, that's great. Well, congratulations to Lucas and Angelina.
Thank
you. And congratulations to you.
Yeah, you must be a proud mama.
I am. Thank you so much. Have a great day, everyone.
All right, bye-bye. You too. Producer Dan, how about you? How was your weekend?
It was a good weekend. It was pretty low key, but what I did Saturday was really cool. I went to Music Bingo for the first time. Mm. It was at the Knights of Columbus in Arlington, and it was a charity event for the Catherine Wall Scholarship,
mm-hmm.
which is I didn't know Catherine Wall, and I don't know the family,
right.
But apparently she was from Arlington, and like, she was Kaylee, my girlfriend Kaylee's softball coach. She's just a big name in the town,
mm-hmm.
and she passed away a while back from breast cancer, and they do charity events every year, and they made a scholarship in her name.
That's nice.
So they played Music Bingo. They did 4 rounds.
How'd you do?
I was so close to winning.
It's intense, yeah. Isn't it?
They did Disney Bingo. They did Swifty Bingo.
And you didn't
Jock
win?
Jock Jams Bingo.
Dan.
Columbus.
Dan.
Yeah.
You're.
And they had like all of these cool raffles. They had like a 1995 Bruin stick that was Ray Bourque stick. That
yeah.
was autographed by all of the Bruins.
That you didn't win.
I threw in some money in that raffle, but my name was not called. And then at one point in between the rounds, they played this slideshow of her life. And I, like I said, I've never met this woman. I had tears in my eyes.
Oh.
And it was a really cool moment of everyone getting together and doing mm-hmm. something good in her name.
I love that.
And I was cool to be a part of it.
Right. But you didn't win anything.
I won nothing. Video,
even though it's your career.
I ate a lot of free food. That was cool.
He won by attending.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
It is Redemption Week, Kennedy.
Redemption Week.
All this week, we are bringing back the 5 most recent competitors who have defeated Kennedy. Looking at the big board right now, Kennedy with 5,800 wins and 425 losses. What a couple of cool numbers there.
I know.
That's incredible, Kennedy.
A lot of redheads in the
room
right now.
Look at that number. 5,800 wins, 425 losses. That's a milestone. And joining us this morning to play is Jen from Walpole. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
28 years teaching at the same school?
28 years, yes.
Jen, come on now. What do you teach?
I teach Spanish.
Oh, so that's like 35 years then.
It feels like it sometimes.
At the same exact school the entire time?
At the same school.
Do you want to say what school it is?
Yeah, I teach at Newton South High School.
Oh, okay. That's a great school.
I know none of my students are listening because school doesn't start till 9 o'clock, so they're all still sleeping. But maybe some colleagues.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure thing. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
How do you say that in Espanol?
Kennedy, puede salir del estudio, por favor.
Oh, that sounded good.
All right, so you know how this works. 5 trivia questions, okay. All about pop culture. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. And you can look over to your left and see Kennedy is in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. If you have $600 burning a hole in your pocket, there's a collaboration between Pixar and a smart toy company called Roboston. They are releasing a super realistic Buzz Lightyear toy for $600. What is Buzz's famous catchphrase?
To infinity and beyond.
It would have been Carrie Fisher's birthday today. She, of course, played Princess Leia. What was Princess Leia's famous hairstyle?
She had the two buns on the side of her head.
Pink has just pushed back four shows due to, quote, reasons beyond my control. Name this Pink song. Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
So what?
Question number four. 72-year-old Bill Belichick took his 24-year-old girlfriend to a corn maze that was shaped like Bill Belichick.
Flex.
Who succeeded Bill as the coach of the Patriots?
Gerard Mayo.
Question number five. Blac Chyna is officially engaged to her boyfriend, rapper Derek Milano. Who does Blac Chyna share her daughter Dream with?
Oh, I can't even make a guess on this one. I'm sorry.
You're cruising.
I know. You were doing
sorry,
great.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy.
First day.
All right. That was strong. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
Jen from Walpole here for Redemption Week. What was the score before when you played?
4-3.
Okay. She got four right again, Kennedy.
Well done, friend. Well done. Thank you.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
If you have $600 burning a hole in your pocket, there is a new collaboration between Pixar and a smart toy company. They are releasing a super realistic Buzz Lightyear toy for $600. What is Buzz's famous catchphrase?
To infinity and beyond.
Tie to one. It would have been Carrie Fisher's birthday today. She, of course, played Princess Leia. What was Princess Leia's famous hairstyle?
She had like two big braided buns over her ears.
Tied at two. Pink has pushed back four shows due to, quote, reasons beyond my control. Name this Pink song.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
So what?
Tied at three. 72-year-old Bill Belichick took his 24-year-old girlfriend to a corn maze that was shaped like Bill Belichick.
She took him.
Do you think they knew or they just happened upon it, Dan?
I don't think Bill Belichick happens upon corn mazes.
That are shaped like himself.
Someone might have alerted him.
Who succeeded Bill as coach of the Patriots?
Gerard Mayo.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Lock it in?
Yeah.
Gerard Mayo is right.
I think Bill had his pumpkin spice as he was gallivanting through a corn maze in
a scarf. Apple cider, please. Wearing
Uggs.
It's just basic fall things, Kennedy. I'm a huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
Blac Chyna is officially engaged to her boyfriend, rapper Derek Milano. Who does Blac Chyna share her daughter Dream with?
Rob Kardashian.
Rob Kardashian is right.
Nice job. Nice job.
Bueno, as they say, Kennedy. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Look at that. 5,801, Kennedy.
Oh, now it's all thrown off.
I know.
Odd numbers scare.
Just erase the whole board.
Cancel the whole board. Well, Jen, we appreciate you listening and playing. Thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
And thank you for 28 years teaching our children.
My pleasure.
No, seriously, there's a sainthood coming for you very soon.
Factual.
I mean, to do that for 28 years at the same school.
And counting.
And counting.
Not over.
What's your school mascot?
On to the pageant.
We are the Lions. Newton South Lions. Mm.
All right.
The Lions.
Well, you know the deal now. What do you want to say?
I do. I'm Jen from Walpole, and I can't beat Kennedy today.
This time.
En español.
Hey, you in the car. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Fray, Teddy Swims, Mark Amber, all going to be there for Mix 104.1's Deck the Hall Ball Saturday, December 14th at Aganis Arena. Show starts at 7:30, and we have some exciting news to share. Well, it's exciting for us. It might not be so great for you because if you didn't buy your tickets, they are gone. The show is officially sold out. Yes.
We tried to warn you.
Yep. Yep. We knew it was happening. And credit to Sal and the team behind the scenes. They have been working hard to try and make sure we get as many tickets available as possible, opening up more sections to try and get more people in because it was such a hot ticket.
Yep.
So if you bought a ticket, you are in. If you've not bought a ticket yet, unfortunately, you're going to have to go through the secondary market. And I was just looking at some of the prices, and it ain't cheap. It ain't cheap. So
you guys will be performing to a sold-out crowd once again.
It's super exciting. It is super exciting. It's going to be a fun night. And Sal said, well, why don't we give away a pair of tickets to Deck the Hall Ball this morning? And so we're going to be doing that. And then I think the afternoon show has some tickets to give away. Mm-hmm. And we are bringing back today one of our all-time favorite games, 8-Bit Hits.
Here's a stupid game you can play to win concert tickets and prizes. Name that song. That sounds like a video game you play in your basement. Let's all play now, Carson and Kennedy's 8-Bit Hits.
All right, you got to get three of these to win. We're going to do a test run with you first, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Oh, all right, let's go.
Take a listen to this 8-Bit Hit. It is holiday themed. And remember, all these songs sound like they could be in a video game from the 1980s.
For Christmas. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome. Nothing like Christmas tunes on an 80 degree day.
Well, I hate Christmas, but I love this song.
We're getting in the Deck the Hall Ball spirit.
So that is how the game works. You got to get all three to win. Aaron is from Hudson. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Again, you got to get all three 8-bit hits correct in order to win the tickets to Deck the Ball. Here is your first one. Take a listen to this 8-bit hit. That 8-bit hits.
Isn't it Deck the Halls.
Feel appropriate to start there because it's called Deck the Halls.
It's the season to be jolly. Done we now our gay apparel.
I thought Aaron was out just that quick.
I did as well.
That was a nice save, Aaron. Again, you got to get all three right to win.
I was a little nervous.
That's okay. It's okay. Just us here. Nobody's listening. Here is our second 8-bit hit. Take a listen. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
You will get a little feeling.
All right.
When you hear.
For all the marbles.
Singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly.
People are just hearing on the radio. They're like, what the hell is going on?
I'm in shorts today. What is happening?
Am I listening to Magic 106.7? Did they already flip?
You guys, the decorations are already at Home Depot. Let's not act like this is out of the realm of possibility.
All right. Here's the last one for 8-bit hits, Aaron. You have to get this one correct in order to win the tickets. If you get it wrong, we hang up and we go on to the next person. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Take a listen to this 8-bit hit. What do you got?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
There it is. Nice job, Aaron.
Thank you.
Yes. You saw me laugh. Woo. Teddy Swims, The Fray, Mark Amber, Carson and Kennedy. What a show. What a show.
I know. I'm so excited.
And now, have you been to our holiday show before?
No, I've never been.
Let's go. All right.
It's a good time. And everybody, you meet friends. Everyone's friends. That's what I love about it.
It is a lot of fun. from the 774. Way too early to get Christmas songs stuck in my head, guys. Yes,
I know. I'm sorry. I thought we were doing it before Halloween. I promise.
We'll get through it together.
Well, you got a pair of tickets for this sold out show, and we will see you there, Aaron. Okay.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. Thank
Yay.
You.
Oh, of course. Thank you for listening this morning. Cannot wait for this right here. All right, it is Carson and Kennedy. We do have some more tickets to give away for the sold-out Deck the Hall Ball. All right, make sure you're listening to Greg, Fred, and Andy this afternoon to win some tickets, too, from Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Denise from Londonderry, New Hampshire.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
She just dropped her daughter off at school. Now she's going to go out and do adult things.
Womp womp.
Yeah, nothing exciting.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Bye, Kennedy. Don't let the door hit you. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
David Harbour says the series finale of Stranger Things is the best episode they've ever done. And everyone was crying at the table read. Which decade does Stranger Things take place in?
The 80s.
Blake Lively had to explain to Jason Kelsey the significance of the pants in the sisterhood of the traveling pants. How do Blake Lively and Jason Kelsey know each other?
Through Taylor Swift.
Question number three. Zayn Malik has postponed his U.S. tour dates due to the death of Liam Payne. People are playing 1D songs all around the world to celebrate Liam's life. Take a listen and name this one.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
You Don't Know You're Beautiful.
Question number four. Kim Kardashian celebrating her 44th today. Kim is doing some acting now and even starred in the latest season of this Ryan Murphy anthology series. Name the show.
No idea.
Question number five. Over the weekend, Deadpool and Wolverine surpassed Barbie to take possession of 12th place on the list of all-time top-grossing films at the domestic box office. There is one movie from 2024 that's still ahead of it on the list. Name the movie.
Inside Out 2?
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! That was a good pull.
That was very good pull. Kennedy.
Hi.
Where have you been?
Just next door.
Okay. I looked up and you were gone. I don't know what happened. Denise got 3 out of 5.
Well done, Yay. My friend.
Yay. I love it when they're proud of themselves.
That was good. Yep. Yeah. These are hard. You ready? Nice. David Harbour says the series finale of Stranger Things is the best episode they've ever done. And everyone was crying at the table read. Which decade does Stranger Things take place in?
The 80s.
Some of them crying because that paycheck is going to end. They're probably making good money off that show now.
Mm-hmm.
Question number two. Blake Lively had to explain to Jason Kelsey the significance of the pants in the sisterhood of the traveling pants. How do Blake Lively and Jason Kelsey know each other?
How do Blake Lively and Taylor Swift?
That's correct. What is the significance of the traveling pants, Kennedy?
Well, you see, they shared this pair of pants between these four women. This pair of jeans that they thought would bring them good luck, I believe, is the thesis of the story.
I gotcha.
But they were all four very different sized young women at the time, which somebody has always said, bah, bah, bah. But that wasn't the point. The point was that it brought them something closer to their friends or what they needed when they needed it. Yeah.
Well, aren't they magical pants? So who cares?
Who cares
what size they are?
That's right, Dan.
2-2. Question number three. Zayn Malik has postponed his U.S. tour dates due to the death of Liam Payne. People are playing 1D songs all around the world to celebrate Liam's life. Name this one, Kennedy. Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
Is it That What Makes You Beautiful or What Makes You Beautiful?
That's a great question. I wish I could answer it.
I'm going to say What Makes You Beautiful.
When I tell you, my next door neighbor, who I've lived right across from for 2 years now, and we don't even know each other's names, she's been going through it.
Oh, I hate that.
We have, because our walls are so thin, we have both been listening to One Direction nonstop for several days, celebrating Liam. I've learned a lot of new songs.
I saw in the Globe today that there's like 70 fans showed up down at the Common and put up like a memorial for Liam, which I thought was super nice. 3-2, question number four. Kim Kardashian celebrating her 44th today. She is doing some acting now and even starred in the latest season of this Ryan Murphy anthology series.
American Horror Story, and she's quite good in it.
4-2, question number five. Over the weekend, Deadpool and Wolverine surpassed Barbie to take possession of 12th place on the list of all-time top grossing films at the domestic box office. There is one movie from 2024 that's still ahead of it on the list. Name the movie.
Ahead of Barbie?
Ahead of Deadpool and Wolverine.
Ahead of Deadpool and Wolverine. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a tough pull. That is a tough pull. Inside Out 2.
Oh, okay.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy, you won. I know this is shocking. Shocking news. Kennedy wins.
Just happy to be here.
Denise, I'm sorry I don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. Thank you. Yes. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Denise from Londonderry, and I cannot be.
Hey.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy.
Hi.
Say hello to Linda from Wilmington.
Now my palms are sweating. Every time. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hello.
I mean, it's the same open. We don't change. We didn't change anything. We didn't make a fancy new whatever for the 1K, but man.
Just breathe, Kennedy.
My palms just started sweating.
Are your knees weak and your arms heavy as
no,
well?
No, don't. No. I'm not Eminem.
Linda, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Please.
Carson would like to kick me out of the studio.
Just the dad jokes today.
I feel like I should give Kennedy a minute.
I'll go in there and take a breath. We'll be fine. I wish you good luck, my friend.
All right. Thank you. Same to you.
All right, Linda from Wilmington. It is the 1K CBK. You're playing for $1,000. Kennedy's card.
All right.
Are you nervous?
A little bit, yeah.
Here we go. Question number one. Remember, you got to get more right than Kennedy to win. If you tie, the tie goes to Kennedy. You don't get the cash. Question number one. Clark Kent is to Superman as blank is to Spider-Man.
Oh, my God. I know who it is. Peter Parker.
Both Amber Rose and Kim Kardashian celebrate birthdays today, and they are both exes of which rapper?
I'm sorry. Can you say who it is again?
Amber Rose and Kim Kardashian.
Is it Ye or Kanye or...
Question number three. Which movie franchise features the character The Dude?
Dazed and Confused.
Question number four. This TV show features the characters Sheldon, Leonard, and Penny. Name the show.
The Big Bang Theory.
And question number five. Taylor Swift kicked off the Eras Tour once again in Miami this past weekend. And she had some of her biggest fans in her corner as she restarted this massive concert series with a bunch of Travis Kelce's family attending. True or false, Taylor Swift has sold over 125 million albums. True or false?
I'm gonna say true.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Linda, you're a professional dog walker? Is that right?
I guess.
How many dogs are you walking today?
Well, today I only have 4, but then I have to take my other dog to a therapy dog visit, so it's full of animals today.
So do you work for a service, or you just kind of do this as a side hustle?
I do, yeah. It's a service out of Wilmington, yep.
All right, what's it called? Shout them out.
It's Paws on the Go.
Paws on the... See,
I would be lost without my dog walker.
Paws on... Get it? Paws. Paws, like P-A-U-S-E, but Paws on the Go?
Paws, like a dog paw.
Right, I know, but also the play of the word paws.
I love it. Yes, I believe so.
We all get it.
It brings me great joy.
That's not my place.
Why is the sky blue?
Linda got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Let's go, Linda.
Do you find your zen in there, or are you still
there? No,
nervous?
I walked right back into my palms are sweating again.
These are tough, Kennedy. Question number one. Clark Kent is to Superman as blank is to Spider-Man.
Peter Parker.
We've had a thread of Spider-Man questions recently. I don't know if you've noticed or not.
I know, I appreciate it.
Because you're Spider-Woman.
I'll still take your donations, by the way.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Both Amber Rose and Kim Kardashian celebrate birthdays today, and they are both exes of which rapper?
Kanye West.
Tied at 2. Which movie features the character The Dude?
The Big Lebowski.
Yes, it is The Big Lebowski.
Oh, that's what it is. That's right.
3-2. Question number 4. This TV show features the characters Sheldon, Leonard, and Penny.
The Big Bang Theory.
4-3. Question number 5. Taylor Swift kicked off the Eras Tour in Miami this past weekend, and she had some of her biggest fans at her concert, including a bunch of Travis Kelce's family attending. Obviously, he couldn't be there. He had to work.
Beating the 49ers.
True or false, Taylor has sold over 125 million albums.
It has to be true.
No, a paltry 114 million. Maybe one day she'll get a hit record.
So maybe next week we could answer that question differently.
Yeah, it'll change.
Didn't she just release a new album?
It's coming.
Yeah, so once that happens. Yeah,
is it out? Is it already? I think it's...
I thought it came out.
They announced the book in the album.
What do I know?
Yes.
I heard she's an up-and-comer, so
yes,
maybe she'll make it.
All right, 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Linda, I'm sorry. You don't get the $1,000,
right.
But we do appreciate you listening and playing today. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Linda from Wilmington, and I can't be Kennedy.
Get it? Pause on the go. Pause.
Hit the button.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.